Hello everyone, this is Lady Dragon speaking. We are Wednesday, August 17, 2005. Major news today, like I predicted a month ago, and those of you that listen to me get a chance to put your pre-order before everybody, concerning the Xbox 360. Actually, Microsoft announced the pricing of it. Now, they're going to be two system on the market to start with. One is called the core system, and the other one is the bundle system. These are the price that is going to be. It's the core will be $299 US, €299 or pound, or $399 Canadian. As opposed to the bundle, it's $100 more than all the price that I just said. Now, what's going to be the difference between the bundle and the core system? The bundle will come with a wireless controller, a hard drive of 20 gig, the headset, and the cable, the HDVAV cable, which is for people that has television of high definition. If you want the true cable to make sure that you have the absolute best image, you need the special wire in it. Now, if you just want a core system, it's just going to be without the main thing, it's without the hard drive, without the headset. The thing is, you're still going to have to buy something. Don't forget that people are taking for granted now that there's a hard drive in the system now on the Xbox. If you don't buy an hard drive, you need to buy a memory card because you won't be able to play without your memory card. So make sure that if you pick either one that you pick, that you have a place to save your game, or else you won't be better off. They also announced the price and all the price of everything separately. If you want to buy an extra controller, if you want to buy an extra headset, everything. Oh, and I forgot, with the bundle, you're going to have a remote control for the DVDs as well. So, in the news release, it's all written in detail. I have some question that I asked Microsoft concerning the press release. Microsoft will get back to me next week. Next week I'll do a special just on the Xbox 360, so look for it. I'll let you know. Other news. Well, since it's a convention, of course today we had a lot of news. So I'm going to have some European news and some American news. So I'll mix all of those together. Now, let's start with the Buena Vista. Buena Vista, you know, they're the one who does the Walt Disney games. They announced an agreement with Sony Europe for the Chronicle of Narnia, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe title. It's for the future, so we're going to have more news on that in the future. I'll let you know. I have a bunch of news from Konami, so let's start with this one here. Konami just announced a partnership with Funmail to create a branded Snap-on mobile storefront that's going to be able to be distributed as wallpaper and ringtone for your cell phone. So they're going to have ringtone, listen to this, from Metal Gear Solid, Silent Hill, Castlevania, Frogger, and others. Hold on here. Electronic Arts announced that they continue their partnership with Def Jam. You know, Def Jam makes it's a company in New York to have all these artists that you find. This is for the game Def Jam 3, by the way. They have a bunch of artists in it. They didn't say which artists are going to be in. It just say that they're going to still be with them for the next game. Madden fans will be pleased to know that on August 27, you know, the Madden NFL Superstar Spare 4th Annual Tournament will visit 32 cities and will award the final winner $100,000 in prize. Konami made it's Konami Digital. Konami Digital, I made a deal with Upper Deck. The Upper Deck company is the one that does trading card based on video game. So they're gonna do they have done a deal with Marvel. They have a mix of heroes, and it's going to be like the Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man, X-Men, the 5-4, and the Avenger. It's all for it's a different division of Konami. It's called the Konami Digital. Because each companies they have different division, and they make different deals with different companies concerning their division. That's why you see all sorts of names, but it all comes up to the each division what they're going to do. 2K games is gonna re-release on PC for the price of $29.99 the Sid Meier game Pirates and the other Sid Meier games called Civilization 3. They're gonna hit the store with a price of $29.99. These are games that was very, very popular when they... Actually, Pirates just been released on the Xbox. Okay, now I'm going to have some news for... Quick news for... Konami Europe. Konami Europe means that these dates... This what I'm telling you is for... the people in Europe. They just announced that... Shaman King will be out on the Game Boy Advance and the PlayStation 2 in September and before Christmas 2005. Okay, so they announced a bunch of things here. They also announced that by the first quarter of 2006, which is next year, they're going to have titles like Castlevania, Curse of the Darkness for the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox. Again, it's for Europe. Another title that's coming out from Konami Europe is Yu-Gi-Oh! Nightmare Troubadour. This is coming out in November. is all days for Europe, because of course DeepSeek is like the E3 for Europe. So let me, it is another one too. It's coming back this fall. It's another Yu-Gi-Oh title, which is called Yu-Gi-Oh Destiny Board Traveler. This is another Game Boy Advance game. It's coming out in September. Down here. PSP. Rengoku, the Tower of Purgery. It's coming out in October for the PSP. And another Konami Europe title, Lost in Blue, coming out from but this one is for the Nintendo DS. And this one is coming out this November. They also announced a game called Crime Life. Crime Life. They announced two things concerning Crime Life. They announced the soundtrack. You'll be able, if you go to the soundtrack section, you'll be able to see the soundtrack. And Crime Life Gang of Wars will be released on the PlayStation 2, on the Xbox, and in the PC in November. They showed also a new title. This is far it's not coming out until February 2006. This is a working title. It's not exactly it's not sure that will be the final title, but that's the title they're working on now. It's a game for the PlayStation 2. It's scheduled to come out on February 2006. It's called The Sword of Atyria. I suppose we'll get more news as the days goes towards that. Now, last announcement from Konami Europe. It's a game for the PlayStation 2 called Steel Lancer Area. It's a mech game. It's scheduled to come out in September as well on the PlayStation 2. Now, let's go back to America's news. Sony fans of the iToy will be very pleased to know that the iToy Play 2 just came out. Remember, that's the one you have to use with the little camera when you play with the camera and which interact with you. That's the iToy. Activision today just announced the Call of Duty 2 More news concerning the this is a game, Call of Duty 2. That's a game that was presented actually at E3 that I saw. That's is scheduled to be released on the PC. That's what they're saying, and the Xbox 360. They have not said exactly if it's coming out on the at the launch, but I think they're pushing for it to be on the launch. They're gonna do a Call of Duty called Big Red One. This one will be released on the PlayStation 2, the Xbox, and the GameCube. The date has not been finalized yet, but that will please everybody since it's like across all the platforms. You're gonna have a Call of Duty 2. Now, Canadian will be very pleased to hear this. 2K Sports just announced a special packaging for the NHL 2K6. The special packaging will have will feature actually on the cover Matt Sundin, who of course is from the Toronto Maple Leaf. So NHL fans fans of the NHL 2K6, it's like a collection edition for you. So that's a title that you want to keep for many years to come because of its value. Since it's only going to be released in, it's a limited edition, since it's only being released in Canada. I told you Konami have a bunch of news today from Konami America. They announced Dance Dance Revolution Extreme 2. That's going to feature more than 70 songs of different genre and style. So they have they give me a list of it. So if you go to the news release of it, you'll have all the list of all the different genre. You have all the list of the names and the artists. It's a game that's scheduled to be released exactly on September 27 for the PlayStation 2. What's going to be fun as well with this game, it's going to include an online play for the first time. In combined, remember I was talking to you about the iToy before? It's going to be compatible with the iToy. So that's going to be a very interesting game for fans of that titles. Oh, Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 just released Atari. Just released an expansion pack from that title. It's called actually Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 Wild. Another release it was shipping today. This one is from SNK Playmore USA. It's Metal Slug 4 and 5. It's for the Xbox. It's a bundle. The two games are together, Metal 4 and 5. DTP. This is a company in Europe that made an announcement at the Leipzig show that they're gonna that we're gonna put a new game on a new adventure game. It's gonna be released under the Anaconda Adventure brand, and it's the first title they're going to publish under this brand is 80 Days. Then Tony Tough 2 and Runaway 2. I have German release date for that. So my German friends, and you'll be happy to know that 80 Days is coming out 30th of December of September 2005. November 11, Tony Tough 2. Again, it's all this year, this one. And I have the Runaway 2 is coming out in March 2006. These are all dates that will be released in Germany. That's all Germany dates. Yeah, well, it's a German company, so they try to release it there first. For those who like multiplayer which is called when you see MMORPG, it's massive multiplayer online role playing. Ankama Studio will put Dofus in September 2005. Actually, it's coming out on the 1st of September. It's a massive multiplayer online role playing. For those that love to play online on your PC, there's a new games coming out. Take note, September 1st. Namco made an announcement concerning that famous series, Dig Dug. Dig Dug is called Dig Dug Digging Strike. It's gonna come out on the Nintendo DS, and it's coming this fall. It's a 3D adventure. Well, that series been around for a long time. Okay, Incredible Hulk. It's a title from Vivendi. It's coming out very soon, and then very soon they have put a new asset on their site. It's shipping actually next week, 23rd to be exact, of August, which is next Tuesday. It's gonna be on PlayStation 2, Xbox, and GameCube. You have a link to their direct website. It's allgames.com, where you'll be able to view some trailers ahead of the launch of the game. Fans of Age of Empire 3 will be happy to know that they are putting boxes for collectors. They're gonna have boxes for their collector's edition. I have the picture of it. They have two boxes, one like paler than the other one. So you can go see actually the two boxes picture. You'll see it. And they have detail of exactly what's going to be in it. So collectors, you have two games today coming out, two announcements for collectors today. Again, Konami announced another game. This time, this game is called Suikoden Tactics. It's for the PlayStation 2. This one is scheduled to be launched in November of this year. Oh, I have a cool announcement for fans of Linda Carter. Linda Carter was the woman that did Wonder Woman, the TV show, many years ago. She will actually be doing a voiceover in the very anticipated game, The Elder Scrolls for Oblivion, which is the Bethesda game that's coming out. You know, the big RPG games coming out for the Xbox 360. She's going to do voiceover on that. That was a major announcement today as well. Now, I have another announcement here, interesting for the Xbox 360. Again, it's from Konami, which is going to put on the market a game called Rumble Roses 20. This is actually the first all-female wrestling game for the Xbox 360. So fans of wrestling will be pleased with that title, I'm sure. You know that new handheld system called Gizmondo from Tiger Telematic? They just released a bunch of titles for that system. Like a lot of titles. They're gonna have like, they wanna have they say how many titles? Hold on. They say they wanna have they're gonna introduce a game called Chicane. That's French, right? I don't know. It's a super fast and graphically slick racing game featuring the race legend Jenson Button. So, racing fan will be pleased to hear that that game will be for the Gizmondo. Lighthouse is a company in Europe. Announced that they enter into a publishing agreement with a Canadian company. It's actually a company from Montreal called Wicked Studios. Wicked Studios has an upcoming PC adventure called Keepsake, and Lighthouse Interactive will be publishing the rights for all European territories and in Russia as well. I have news here for Metal Gear fans. Konami announced some details about this great game from them, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. They announced a bunch of details, very in-depth detail, like the game mode. They're gonna have a bunch of modes. All the details, it's written in the press release. You can read it in detail. It's gonna go online as well, and this is only for the PlayStation 2. You're gonna have online mission. You're gonna have online mode stage. You have new original stage has been designed. So you can read this. It's called Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence. Almost over with the news now. Vivendi has another game called Fear. Fear is like F.E.A.R. It stands for First Encounter Assault Recon. It's coming out actually next week. October 22nd. If you pre-order right now, you'll be what's coming out next week is the beta. They're reopening the beta, so you'll be able to play the beta, because the beta will close September 15th. If you pre-order it, the beta opens on next week, and you'll be able to test it with Vivendi. So if you like to do some beta tests, that's the game for you. Two more news here, again from Konami. I have, the famous World Soccer winning 11-9. It will come out for the PSP and the PC. And it's scheduled to come out winter 2006. So, next year. Now, I have an announcement here from Sony Europe that they're gonna put everybody's golf. It's gonna be exclusively to the PlayStation 2 and the PSP. It's been developed by Clap Hands, and it's coming out. This fall. So that's all for the news of today. Again, next week I'll have a special on the Xbox 360. There's some question that was not answered to me. So have a nice day, and I'll talk to you soon.